Dreamscape presents In Some Other World, Maybe, by Sherry Goldhagen. Narrated by Amy McFadden. For My Family. Chapter 1. Three Blue-Eyed Girls Go to the Movies. Coral Cove, Florida. Adam Zollner has 266 days left. The first day of kindergarten at Coral Cove Elementary, Adam shoved Sean Dooley into a wall of cubbies when Sean called him a bastard. He wasn't entirely clear of the word's meaning. He just knew his grandfather sometimes used it when arguing with his mother after everyone thought he was asleep. Knew it was somehow a slam on his mom. Sean pushed back, and Adam's nose smashed into oatmeal-colored concrete, blood droplets splashing on linoleum flooring. Adam was biting Sean's forearm when Mrs. Crass rushed from the art easels to intervene. The school didn't have a full-time nurse, so a teacher's aide walked Adam, nose pinched with a brown paper towel, to the assistant principal's office. The bleeding had long stopped, but at the assistant principal's insistence, Adam was still sitting with his head back when his mother charged in a half hour later. Wearing a monogrammed butcher's apron from her parents' ice cream shop, she was 25 and ludicrously beautiful. Anger coloring the apples of her cheeks, she scooped Adam into her arms.
Ms. Zollner.
The assistant principal stood, and even at 5, Adam recognized the hint of desire in the man's voice, a different tone entirely than the one he'd had when lecturing Adam about using words to resolve conflicts.
"And for your information," his mother said, as if it were the next logical beat in conversation, "you lean forward for a nosebleed, otherwise you can choke on blood."
She whisked Adam out before Mr. Clark could even apologize. Adam didn't realize how upset she was until his mother was fastening him into the passenger seat of his grandparents' station wagon, her light fingers examining his face. More than the silent tears dampening her face, it was the panic in her eyes that pulverized everything inside of him. The first time he understood the awesome responsibility of being someone's whole world.
"I'm okay, Mommy," he lied, pushing a smile. "It doesn't hurt."
His mother calmed, called him her good boy. Her terror abated, and her eyes reverted to their normal sad gray as she asked what happened, and he made up a story about fighting with Sean Dooley.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?